Laura, I have had the privilege of being in your house, and it is just astonishing. What do you like about it? I mean, I love it, but I'd like to hear from you why you're so crazy about it and have lived in it so long.
Well, modern houses, I think they're very personal. It sounds like an oxymoron or just juxtaposition that when you see modern and someone can say it's so personal. I think that modern homes not only reflect the architect, but it really reflects the personality of the owner. You have air to breathe. You can think clearly. I mean, you never feel confined inside the space. It is open and fresh and free. I mean, I walk into the house and no matter what troubles or things have happened before I walk in the house, and it's this open, beautiful space with nature all around. I think that Myron, especially, had such an affinity with nature that the minute you find yourself in nature, no matter what has been troubling you, suddenly things start to just calm down. You feel better. There are not a lot of things around to complicate things. It's just an open environment. And I don't know, I just always feel happy when I walk into my house. And I must tell you, that is the reaction I get from everyone who walks into my house. And some of them are the stodgiest people you could ever imagine. I have a very Bostonian background, so there have been a lot of people in this house that who knew how I grew up, and they come in and go, oh my God, what a fabulous place. I have people that drive up the driveway that jump out of their cars and go, I can't believe this house is here. So it's a joy. There is a joyous feeling. And then, of course, because the house is so open and right within nature, every season has its own special quality.
One of the things that I did love about your house is it looked like it just naturally was there. I mean, it's set among these huge boulders.
Exactly.
How did you pick the site?
It was the very first piece of property I looked at. And it was too expensive at the time, and that's another story for you. But I looked at it, and I just felt, again, it was a sort of connection. And that's really how I connected with Myron, too. I mean, the minute we brought Myron to this property, he could see exactly how the house would be placed. And since I'm in 4-acre zoning, which is a real luxury for most people in this world, and most of my property goes beyond where it's actually positioned, Myron just knew that that would be the right place for it. And I'm right in the middle of the woods. It was built literally on an old Wells Fargo Stagecoach trail. So even though it's all rock around us, we didn't even need to blast, which is unbelievable. And he had the genius, really, to know that he needed to create a space within the rocks and the mountain that's right behind that would be the house. It probably helped the fact that we were very young. I mean, I was 24 years old, and we had, quote, a budget. Budgets never work, but you know that. And he made me understand that it wasn't the size of the house that mattered. It was the quality of the house. And so even though I have this house that you've seen, I don't know, did I show you the plans? Myron did plans for an addition to the house.
Yes, you did.
George, the genius of that, he took this house, which I'm very happy to have stayed in, and it's just perfect, okay? But changed it with the addition, changing the look in such a way that was so elegant and beautiful, it would have been fabulous. But I'm very content to be in my little house right now that serves my purpose, and I'm very much a person that less is more.
Well, tell our listeners how big it is, because it's an amazingly efficient use of square footage.
Well, the town of Katona required a certain dimension. In 4-acre zoning, you can't just put a teeny house, but they required a certain amount of space. It's only 2,400 square feet.
Okay.
But because there's so much vertical space in the house, it never feels small. And the largest men who have walked into the house have gone, oh, I love this place. Okay. Because the ceiling is 40 feet high.
Now, 40 feet. Wow.
Excuse me. It could only be 38 feet high, but it is 40 feet high.
Okay.
But they did not come and measure.
Okay, good. We won't tell anybody.
Okay. It's actually an efficient use of space, but you never feel like it's a small house.
And one of the things in the house that is a Goldfinger trademark is the spiral stairway that you have between the floors. That's pretty cool. You don't see many of those.
No, and mine is really special. In fact, more special than his, because everything in this house, in terms of what Myra wanted, is a commercial design, not a residential design, for the strength. It was made in Chicago and brought here, and it is at least twice as wide as what June and Myron have in their home. So sometimes spiral staircases scare people because they're narrow and they think they're going to fall down. This is wide, and it's fabulous, and it never makes you feel like there's any give with it or any, you know, pull. You can just, it's safe. It's very safe. I love it.
With a wider staircase, too, I imagine it's easier to get things up and down the stairs.
Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, it's very practical. Yes, this is double wide, so it's really just like a staircase, but it's an actual design element within the house.
How does the house change over the seasons, being in New York and also being up against a little mountain?
The house is extraordinary in the seasons. I mean, this is the best four-season house I've ever been in because, as you know, other than the walls, it's all glass. And so when it snows in the wintertime, you really feel that you're in a wonderland. And because I can walk out on the porch and I have a lot of property around me, there's a certain quietness that's extraordinary. Spring, I don't have to tell you, when you see all the green and the little things coming up. And Myron was one of those architects that while he was designing the house, he was also designing the outside. So I always had some green around even before we moved into the house. Spring is fabulous. Summer is simply beautiful. And because the house is set between rocks and a mountain, it has a natural coolness, even though I do have a commercial air. I've always said everything's always been commercial state. Even when he put in the phone system, I had the ability in 1974 when I moved in to have 12 lines in the house.
Wow. That's pretty advanced.
Myron really, George, was a visionary, and I have always been attracted to visionaries. I think that that's a rare quality, and I think that is why Myron and I had such a deep friendship, really and truly, because we never had an argument. I mean, the only change we made in the plans was in the kitchen when I asked for where he had put the... We just reversed one wall. And ultimately, he looked at me and he said, that works. And also, in the kitchen, he had cabinets to the ceiling way before everybody else was doing them, of course, all the way up the wall. And I looked at him and I said, you know, I don't need those cabinets. He said, you don't? I said, no, I'd rather just look at nature and have just the cabinetry below. I don't want it. I mean, when you look now through the dining room that's an open space into the kitchen, you're not looking at cabinets. You're looking at outdoors. It's much more beautiful. I won't call it a collaboration, but it was a meeting of the minds. And he never, ever said, oh, I don't think that's a good idea. He said, fine. It was that easy.
And Myron was also your builder?
Well, he found our builder for us.
Okay.
We ultimately had four. I mean, we were young. I mean, we thought we could do this house on a song, and it really wasn't. You can never build quality on a song. he found us the people, and he was our general contractor, which really was a huge help for me, because at 24, I really wasn't capable of knowing if they were doing something that would pass code and all that. And he also, I think the reason we had four builders is that, you know, everybody thought because it was a small house and simple lines that it would be easy to build. No, you had to do it absolutely perfectly so the lines would meet his approval. You can imagine when he came in, and he was always here on the job. I was lucky. I was his fourth home. So he had the time and the desire.
And how has the house weathered over the years? What kind of issues have you had?
Well, I'm in the woods. So even though, of course, the house is cedar, I suppose redwood is also very resilient. But the only thing we've had is you've had to make sure that, you know, there's been some, in 50 years, we've had to replace some of the siding outside. And I'm on my second roof, but in 50 years,
that's
I
don't
bad.
Think.
That's not bad. And the original windows, some of the original windows, the sliding glass doors, and again, way ahead of his time, I have triple pane, which nobody knew about, plus their customs, which is unfortunate because if you want to replace, you know, they have to stop the plant and do that. But some of the seals broke, and that wasn't Myron's fault or the product's fault. It was the builder's fault that used the wrong caulking when they sealed.
Okay.
So this happens, okay? But I would say that that's pretty much it.
Good. That's great to hear.
The other thing is I had a commercial kitchen before anyone even knew about having those stainless steel products and couldn't even buy them in Westchester. Had to go to Connecticut to a commercial place. The only thing that hasn't been replaced in 50 years is the Thermidor stovetop that I have. That's 50 years old, 51 years old, actually.
I hear that a lot. Those Thermidors really are rugged. They last a long time.
They're fabulous. I had a Thermidor double oven, and about 8 years ago, they didn't have the parts to repair it.
Yes.
That's pretty much it if you have to replace. I mean, they just don't have the parts because something is out of date.
What advice do you have, Laura, to people considering building a new modernist house?
Well, you really have to have a lot of faith in yourself and the person that you decide to design the home, because nobody is going to have a house that looks like yours. But I was such an individual, from my mother would have said, from the day I was born, I never liked anything cookie cutter ever. And you have to be a little brave, but it's such a great reward at the end because something is so individual and personal to you. And I feel very blessed to have lived here as long as I have. And as my son says, Mom, you're going out feet first. And God willing, I can do that because this is the genius of Myron. Because even though I sleep on a loft and climb up an industrial strength ladder, so you, again, that's bolted to the wall and you never feel uncomfortable. Downstairs, in the entire first floor of the house is totally compatible to any sort of issues you might have health-wise.
Yes.
Because in a modern house, there are not all these little rooms that you have to negotiate. God forbid I was in a wheelchair. You've been in the house, you know. I could still move in the house.
Yes.
Are the rocks ever going to change? No. Am I ever going to lose my beautiful views? No. Everything I need to survive is on that first level, and it still will bring me pleasure to the day I'm not here.
You can see Laura's house, as well as all of Myron Goldfinger's houses, at usmodernist.org/Goldfinger. Thanks for talking with me, Laura.